The views and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the speaker and don't necessarily represent those of the station, its staff, management, or ownership.
Good morning, Hudson Valley, and welcome to the Chamber Sunrise Show. I'm your host, Dominic Achera, Director of Marketing Communications for the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. Sorry, everybody. It's been an early morning today. And we have Nick Shannon with me today, Executive Director of the Chamber Foundation. Nick, how are you doing today?
Good morning, Dominic. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was a great, fantastic Thanksgiving. We had quite a bit of turkey. I am still a little tuckered out from all that pie, but I hear you just had a Friendsgiving too after Thanksgiving.
Yes, so I've been eating turkey, two Friendsgivings, a Thanksgiving, turkey. Enough.
Let's cut back on the turkey for a little bit. We don't want to be sleeping in our seats, but we are lucky to have had a fantastic Small Business Saturday yesterday. I want to thank all of our participating businesses, all the folks who came out to support a small business, because remember, when you shop, when you dine, even when you shop online, think local first. And we love the campaigns that we've been going on with the Chamber for a number of years now, especially with the Think Local First and the Small Business Saturday partnership that we've had. So always great to see people really get involved in the local community and take part in this fantastic event year after year. Nick, why don't you introduce who our guests are today, who we're going to be having on in a little bit earlier.
We have some great guests today. We have from the Alzheimer's Association of Hudson Valley, Lauren Voorhees. She's the manager of events there, the event manager. Can't wait to speak with her about some great things they have coming up. And then from the Children's Foundation of Astor, we have the president, Jim McGurk. So can't wait to hear from both of them.
They're going to be our guests later on in the show today. It's going to be a great show we have up for you. But before we do that, we have some very special people to thank. First off, we have our flavor of the month, Lash and Board at Curry Estates. And if you guys haven't gotten a chance to head over to Curry Estates, I highly recommend it. It's a fantastic venue. It's not just for weddings anymore. I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but they actually have a full setup for during the week. So definitely give it a chance. Go on out there. They're over in Hopewell Junction. Take a look at it. It's a really cool space. If you haven't been there before, if you're at our business expo, you'll remember they were there as well. Fantastic venue, fantastic group of people over there. And our small business partner for the month, of course, is Working With Words. And we are happy to say that they had their second anniversary of their East Fishkill Living magazine. So 2-year anniversary, it's always great to see a publication come onto the scene. And especially when you get to celebrate any kind of anniversary, it's always a good sign to what the future really has to offer for them. And let's go into some of the events. And Nick, I know you're a big event guy. You guys
have events going on.
Always. Yeah. The Chamber Foundation always has stuff going on. But let's jump into some of the Chamber's events. First off, going with a ribbon cutting on the 4th. So it's coming up real quick, folks. And that's at Cold Fit Cryotherapy. Something different. You don't get to see this every day. And it's going to be their grand opening December 4th, 4 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. And they're on Main Street and Beacon at 473 Main Street, Suite 4. So definitely an interesting ribbon cutting. You won't get to see this every day.
Is like Superman? Is that something with like Superman? And
I don't know if I'm going to be turned into Walt Disney. I know that they have like that theory that Walt Disney's frozen in Disneyland. I don't know if it's going
to
be that.
I'm excited about this one. I think, you know, our guests need to come out to this one.
It's going to be something different.
All the ribbon cuttings are great. Yeah. But this one sounds like really interesting.
Something different for sure, and something that you probably will be able to brag to your friends that you got turned into Superman, as Nick would say. And then our next ribbon cutting is going to be December 9th at Deuce's Restaurant at DC Golf. If you guys haven't been to DC Golf, very cool venue, very cool space. And we're doing the grand opening for Deuce's Restaurant. So you're going to have a lot more to have and available to you at DC Golf. And that's December 9th, 4 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. That's at 10 Cornell Street in Poughkeepsie. So right down the main street in Poughkeepsie. Definitely give that place a look. It's going to be a cool ribbon cutting. And then we go to our ever-popular Business After Hours, our monthly networking event. And that's sponsored this month by Branding Pros, Mid-Hudson Valley Federal Credit Union, Stenger Roberts Davis Diamond SRDD Law. So thank you to our sponsors there. And this month, we're going to be at All Sport Fitness over in Fishkill. So it's a little bit different than what we usually do. Usually we're at a restaurant, but we decided to change it up, give it a new kind of vibe. And All Sport's always a popular place to do our events at. So figured, why not give it a shot over there?
They have a great event space upstairs, and I'm excited to be there for this month and celebrate the holidays.
Yeah, we're celebrating the holidays, and that kind of goes into our contact breakfast, which I'll mention a little bit later on. But let me jump into our business education seminar. And we just mentioned SRDD Law sponsoring our business after hours. They're also a sponsor for our next business education seminar, Using Your Personal Brand to Build Your Marketing Plan. So very interesting topic. That's going to be December 12th. At 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. over at the Chamber's offices at 1 Civic Center Plaza in Poughkeepsie at Suite 400. And we're actually going to have SRDD Law and Rondout Savings Bank be co-sponsors of this event, with the presenter being Stephen Diamond of SRDD Law, the of counsel for both the Chamber Foundation and the Chamber. And Nick, I think you can agree with me that Steve knows how to make your brand a brand that can work for your company.
Everyone he's great. He's a great networker. He knows how to really, you know, like you just said, shape a company. And he's always out and about. And I think he's going to really give a great presentation for this.
Definitely going to be a cool experience. Definitely going to be a learning experience for a lot of folks. If you haven't ever met Steve Diamond, I would be shocked, because he is everywhere. And he uses that for a business advantage. So if you're looking for a way to use networking to help your business, not just in a personal sense, but also using your personal brand to build that business that maybe you're just starting, or you're trying to take more of a leadership role into, he's definitely a good resource and a good example of what to do. Then we have another ribbon cutting on December 12th, and this is at Edward Jones. This is a reopening. So grand reopening is happening December 12th at 12 p.m. to 1 p.m., and that's at 46 Foster Road, Suite 2 in Hopewell Junction. So nice to see that they're coming back, and that's going to be Edward Jones doing a grand reopening. And then we have a grand opening at Malika Financial Group, and that's December 13th, 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m., at 1 Civic Center Plaza, Suite 108. So same building that the chamber chamber's office is in, but Suite 108 in Poughkeepsie.
That'll be a long hike for us.
Yeah, I know. I don't know how I'm going to be able to press that elevator button just to get down to the floor that I need to go to. It's going to be rough.
It's awesome. We have new tenants, so that's cool.
It's always great to see that building filled out. And then we move to our ever-popular, ever sold out December Contact Breakfast. Folks, if you haven't bought your ticket yet, go buy it now. This is the December Contact Breakfast, where we bring in the local schools, choirs, and different bands to come on in, play some holiday music, really bring in that holiday cheer. And we have a number of special presentations. I'm not going to give it away yet, so you'll have to come and attend the Contact Breakfast. But a number of big things are happening at this Contact Breakfast, and that's sponsored by Poughkeepsie Journal Media. It's December 18th, 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. at the Poughkeepsie Grand Hotel. So always a great chance to come and get involved.
Yeah, so we'll have Arlington Central School District there, Hyde Park Central School District, Poughkeepsie City School District, as well as the Wappingers Central School District, giving us music, like you said, singing and instrumental. So really, come out and support the kids. This is our, I have to say, our most popular breakfast all year. People look forward to this. They fight for tickets for it. It's awesome.
Yeah, and like Nick said, if you haven't gotten your ticket, you're going to be having to fight somebody for it soon. So get those tickets now. Get them early. Otherwise, you may just miss out. We're going to take a quick break, folks. And when we come back, we're going to jump into having our guests on the show. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Dad, where is he sending you?
Well, he sends all his patients to the same cardiology group.
Do you know anything about them?
Oh, honey, he's been my doctor for a long time. I trust his opinion.
Dad, I really think you should go to a heart specialist affiliated with a leading hospital.
Well, what do I say to him then?
You say, take me to Vassar.
Vassar Brothers Medical Center is recognized among the nation's highest performing hospitals for heart failure by U.S. News & World Report. Don't leave it to chance. Make it a choice. Learn more at takemetovassar.org.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the Chamber Foundation's Chamber Sunrise Show. I'm your host, Dominic Chair, Director of Marketing Communications, and joining me today is the Executive Director of the Chamber Foundation, Nick Shannon. Nick, thanks again for joining us.
I'm no Frank Costello, but I'm glad to be here, so thanks for having me.
Well, you look better than Frank, so...
we won't tell him that.
He's
going to
kill me when he hears the show, but it is what it is. But Nick, why don't you introduce our first guest this morning?
Yeah, so I'm excited to have our first guest from the Alzheimer's Association of Hudson Valley, Lauren Voorhees, and she's the events manager for the Alzheimer's Association. Lauren, welcome.
Thank you so much, Nick and Dominic, for having me here this morning. It's a pleasure to be here. And before I go into the events that we do as a chapter, I just wanted to let you know that a little bit of sobering news, but I also want to have some positive information. So our mission is to eliminate Alzheimer's through the advancement of research. Right now, the Alzheimer's Association is the leading funder in research in the world. So there's a lot of money going into research. There's medication that's in clinical trial, and there's some optimism there about the decline in cognitive, the progression in Alzheimer's disease. So we're working on that, and that's important for people to know. We offer free programs and services to those families impacted by the disease here in the Hudson Valley. We have early stage programs, educational programs, safety services, and social programs, as well as Spanish programs. So we're reaching out to diverse populations and really trying to make our presence known out in the community. So creating the awareness is just as important, if not more important, than raising the funds. Okay, so the programs are free. We're provided by grants as well. We are serviced by grants, but also the fundraising is huge in what we do. So
that's great to know. I was just going to say, that was my question. You answered it perfectly. I was going to say, what does our local chapter do? But that's wonderful to know. There's free programs. Alzheimer's is just such a prevalent, I mean, my grandfather, dementia, passed away from it. And it's just, I'm so humbled by the work that you do in our community, and you play a very special role, you know, and yes, it does revolve around fundraising as well and the events, and you do a great job, you know, with, the sub-frozen heroes.
What
do you have coming up?
So we do. We have, so our walks and Alzheimer's, we have five within the chapter. Those are over in terms of the events, but their fundraising is going through to the end of December. They've done really well. They're achieving their goals nicely. Sub-Zero Heroes, you just mentioned. I'd love to see you guys get in the water. Maybe Frank will get in the water.
I would love to see Frank in the water myself. So I think
would you
make
do that, Dominic? Would you do it?
Oh, I've done similar things before.
Okay,
so I'm in.
I'll be there cheering. I've been to it before. It's a great
you
event.
Can be a sidekick.
Okay. You can cheer him in. Drag him in, and then he'll be participating as well. So don't you worry.
Okay, so Sub-Zero Heroes is our 10th anniversary, and we're really trying to make it extra special. People get really excited about this event. It started out raising about $12,000 10 years ago, and this is my fourth year running it. And we raised over $94,000 last year. We're looking for $100,000 this year.
I can't believe it's the 10th year already.
It's the 10th. I've only been with the association 4 years, but my predecessors have done a really nice job. So I'm just trying to, fill their shoes and make it really special. And people, a lot of people get involved. First responders get involved. Radio personalities get involved.
I don't know if we can be considered radio personalities, but hey, I'll take that credit if I can.
Well,
you can throw that in there.
Yeah, sure. Why not? Well, yeah, sure.
So how do people, if they're interested, how do they find out more about the event?
So we have a website. It's subzeroheroes.org. And that will lead you right to the landing page for that. They can register as a hero. Though the heroes, everybody's a hero, but the heroes go in the water. You have to raise $200 to get in the water. Sidekicks are there to hand off the towels and keep people comfy and raise the money. So, but subzeroheroes.org is where you go to register.
And the date again?
It's February 8th, 2020 at Berrien Lake in Highland.
That's great. I mean, teams get into it. There's team spirit. I mean, I see pictures on Facebook.
Oh, you bet.
Everywhere. And they're like, it's just an awesome
They
awesome
wear
event.
Costumes. We have a culinary chef come out and with the students, they make soup and hot chocolate on site. We are having a drone this year that's going to fly and get some aerial footage.
Oh, that's awesome.
We're working on some real winter carnival kind of themes to really make it special.
It's great to see the community really come together on a cause like this. And it, like I said, it's going to a great cause. It's just a fantastic event. And as Nick mentioned, so many families, and I think pretty much every family has had some kind of touch
Absolutely.
With Alzheimer's and what's going on there. So it's great to see an organization like that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I was going to say, what other ways, so if someone wants to get involved, how can they get involved?
So there are plenty of ways to get involved. We're always looking for volunteers. We have advocates that go to D.C. and Albany, and there's ways to get involved with advocacy to share personal stories. The Walk to End Alzheimer's is a big one as well. We are looking for committee members for the walks. We're looking for committee members for the Longest Day, which is our second signature fundraiser, and that's another one that I'm in charge of. It's a year-long fundraiser where people choose an event that they want to do. So if you like football, because I see your mug right there, and you want to do a fundraiser around football, we monetize that and turn it into an event. You pick the date and time and place. So that's another fun way to get involved, too.
Great. So if website?
The website for The Longest Day is alz.org/TLD.
And of course, we can find you on Facebook. It looks like facebook.com/Al's. Hudson Valley.
Right. So, and what I do want to mention is we do have a 24/7 helpline, and this is crucial for people to know. It's a 1-800-272-3900, 24/7. We have master's level social workers around the clock available to answer questions.
Can you just repeat people. That phone number one more time for everybody?
Absolutely. It's 1-800-272-3900, and the website is alz.org.
And I know a lot of what you also do is, as you had mentioned, the online education.
Absolutely.
You also do support groups. Is that correct?
We do support groups throughout the chapter. So we have them in Dutchess County. We have them in Ulster all the way through. Early stage, it depends on where the family is in the process. So that is available. We do social events for people, too. We have wellness retreats, which is a great opportunity. And I love going to them because the families come and it gives the caregivers who it's taxing, and if you've been through it personally, Nick, you understand. It gives the family members, they have art therapy, they have massage therapy, and the caregivers can go off and take a break, and we have people taking care of the persons with the disease. So we feed them breakfast, lunch, and it's a real nice opportunity for people to get out and be social. So we really try to cover all things and have the awareness out there.
Well, great. If someone wants to contact you directly, best phone number to reach out to you?
845-763-4697.
We appreciate all the work you're doing. We wish you a happy holiday season.
Thank you.
We're going to see Dominic in the water.
We are.
Sub-Hero
Pick
Zero.
Out your costume.
I'm sure we're going to be getting Nick in there as well. Don't you worry.
Right on.
Again, I want to thank Lauren Voorhees for being here from Alzheimer's Association of Hudson Valley.
Thank you very much, guys. Happy holidays.
Thank you for being on today. And when we come back from break, we'll be having our next guest, Jim McGurk of the Children's Foundation of Astor. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Dad, where is he sending you?
Well, he sends all his patients to the same cardiology group.
Do you know anything about them?
Oh, honey, he's been my doctor for a long time. I trust his opinion.
Dad, I really think you should go to a heart specialist affiliated with a leading hospital.
Well, what do I say to him then?
You say, take me to Vassar.
Vassar Brothers Medical Center is recognized among the nation's highest performing hospitals for heart failure by U.S. News & World Report. Don't leave it to chance. Make it a choice. Learn more at takemetovassar.org.
Good morning, Hudson Valley, and welcome back to the Chamber Sunrise Show with the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. I'm your host, Dominic Chera, the Director of Marketing and Communications, and joining me today is Nicholas Shannon, the
sidekick.
Nick Shannon is now my sidekick. I am getting business cards
That's right.
He is the Executive Director of the Chamber Foundation. Nick, thank you for being here. Thank you for signing on as my sidekick.
Well, I appreciate you having me. Thank you so much.
Well, it's great to have you. And today we have another guest, the infamous Jim McGurk of the Children's Foundation of Astor. Thank you for joining us, Jim.
Well, thank you very much. It's really a pleasure to be with both of you this morning. The Chamber does so much for the local community, local businesses, and, you know, Astor does a lot, but we're a business. You know, we employ over 800 people throughout the Hudson Valley and the Bronx. We're in 80 locations, so, you know, we contribute to the economy just as much as we contribute to the well-being of kids and families.
Yeah, it was wonderful to hear. I didn't realize myself about the Bronx communities. So you're not just here, but you're, like you said, in the Bronx. And just tell us more about the work that you do both here and in the Bronx.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, we had another school shooting, if you remember. And so when you think about that and you think about what kids are dealing with these days, it's tough to be a kid. You've got, you know, gun violence, you have suicide, you have anxiety, you have bullying, you have all of the things that are really putting significant stress on kids and their families. And Astor is there for them. Now, many kids can deal with these on their own or with their family, but for those that really have serious issues, Astor provides a range of behavioral health programs that really promote the well-being of kids and families. We also, you may not know this, are the provider of Head Start and Early Head Start in Dutchess County. So we are working to make sure kids that live in poverty enter kindergarten ready to learn. So we're about supporting kids, supporting families, and really making sure that kids grow up to be the best version of themselves.
That's amazing work that you do. So besides, you know, what you do here, can you tell a little more about what you do in the Bronx? Is it the same work you do in the Bronx community?
Many of our programs are similar. Okay. In Dutchess County, we have a high-end residential program, and those are for kids that suffer some very serious trauma in their lives who cannot live in the community for short periods of time. In the Bronx, we're in many schools. We've got outpatient mental health clinics. We have community-based programs where people go into the community and go to the families. So we have a range of community-based work both here and in Dutchess County and in Ulster County in the Hudson Valley. And what differentiates our program array is our high-end program in Rhinebeck. And we also have a foster family program in the Hudson Valley. Do you know that there are 400,000 kids in foster care right now?
It's amazing.
And so what we need is parents who are willing to have kids live with them. And the kids that we work with are kids that have some difficulties, you know, behavioral challenges, emotional challenges, but they still need a family setting.
Yeah, I was going to say, so if someone wants to consider that, I guess first is how do they find out more information and what's the process?
Well, I would recommend they go to our website and asterservices.org or call our main number at 871-1000 and ask about that, and they'll be directed to the right person. We've got, you know, hundreds of phone numbers, but the foster family program takes interested parents. We screen them, of course, to make sure there aren't any safety issues. We talk to them and make sure they understand what's entailed with having a child live with them. And we let them know that they're going to get a lot of support. We're not just going to put a kid with them and say, okay, you're on your own. We really need the support. We provide training. We have staff that are involved with the kids and the families. And so it's, we create a community. And we have other foster parents who work with each other to provide support. So we do a lot to make sure that the kid's successful, make sure the family's successful, and making sure everybody feels good about, you know, promoting the health and well-being of kids.
Good. So again, if someone's interested, who do they contact?
They would go to asterservices.org or call 871-1000 and ask about being a foster parent. And
awesome.
If they don't know who to ask for, they can ask for me, and I'll put them in the right direction.
There you go, folks. You heard it right there. You can give Jim a call directly. It's always a great great opportunity there.
And you know what? One of the best things, before I became president of the foundation, I was the CEO at Aster for 17 years. And one of the best parts of that job was listening to parents and hearing their stories. And because they were good, and sometimes they weren't so good. But together, you know, we can help solve problems and make sure kids get the best we have to offer them.
And I think it's great the support that you give these foster families. And it's important to note that both sides get it. Both the child gets it. So they are dealing with a sometimes traumatic instance of being uprooted and being put into a new environment. And also maybe a first-time parent who doesn't know what to expect, what to go through, and having that support, having that network of other foster parents to be able to talk to is just wonderful to have as a resource. And also to maybe, if you're not going to foster yourself, but maybe find a way that you can give back, you can help these children and help these families, like you said, give the best for the next generation.
You know, and for the kids that suffer emotional and behavioral challenges, it's really the community that needs to take responsibility and provide support. Sometimes these kids are too much for any family to manage on their own, and Aster's there for them. Sometimes the parents don't know what to do. Aster's there for them. And so really creating a community of caring people who are working on behalf of kids and families. And we all want the same thing. We all want kids to have the childhood we all deserve. And that's our tagline, because every child deserves a childhood.
That's great. For those of you just tuning in, we have from the Children's Foundation of Aster, President Jim McGurk. Jim, our holiday season's here, and I know you have a lot of great plans, you know, down the pike. So please just tell us a little bit about what's coming up.
Well, we do a lot for kids and families throughout the holidays. One of our biggest initiatives is our Adopt a Family program. And with that, we have been able to provide a Christmas experience for about 1,000 kids. And next Sunday, we're going to be getting all the presents that people are donating to at the Rhinebeck Fairgrounds. The Fairgrounds has opened up their barn, and we literally have thousands of presents that come in, and then we have a distribution program to get them out to our 80 locations throughout the Bronx and Hudson Valley. So, you know, it's a big deal. People really like to know they're making a difference in a real person's life. And right now, it's probably too late to give presents. But what we also do is provide gift cards and different kinds of supports for families who are in need. And so probably at this time, what we'd really encourage people to do to think about giving a monetary donation that would go to the Adopt a Family program, and be assured that that would go directly to help a family or a kid.
And you guys have a very big day coming up, which is Giving Tuesday. So you have that in 2 days.
Well, and you know what's nice about that? And again, it's really what the Chamber is all about. It's right, local giving as opposed to just, you know, providing to these national organizations. And there's a lot of great community-based programs here. The Alzheimer's Association is an example. But Aster, we depend on philanthropy to really provide the kinds of care and treatment that these kids not only need, but they deserve. And so we are very much needing that kind of support.
So just to, again, to give our listeners the best way to, you know, so website, go there first.
Go to the website, yep. AsterServices.org, or call 871-1000. If you're not sure who to ask for me. And I really do mean that, because I know as much about Aster as anybody, and I can talk to them. I can find out exactly what they're interested in supporting and direct them to the right people or get the right people to talk to them.
Well, Jim, thank you so much for coming on the show. We appreciate it. And hopefully with Giving Tuesday coming up, you'll be able to get quite a few more donations.
Well, I appreciate it, and I look forward to it.
Jim, well, thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Well, Nick, as we're wrapping up the show today, any last thoughts as we're
No, I think we've had some great guests. I want to, again, thank Lauren Voorhees from Alzheimer's Association of Hudson Valley, and again, Jim McGurk from the Children's Foundation of Aster for being here. I hope everyone's having a great Thanksgiving weekend and is digesting all that turkey.
Yeah, all that turkey. And remember, Giving Tuesday is this Tuesday. So find that local charity to support. Find a way to help out in your community, and hopefully, we'll see you all soon. Thank you for joining us today, and we will see you all real soon. Take care.